Now taking a look at sports this morning here on KJN. In college football yesterday, a game you heard here on KJN, Kenny Bell caught a 9-yard touchdown pass in overtime, and Nebraska rallied to beat Iowa 37-34, snapping a 2-game losing streak. Tommy Armstrong Jr. had 4 touchdown passes for the Cornhuskers, who trailed by as many as 17 points before storming back in the second half. Jordan Canzeri caught a 5-yard touchdown pass with 1:49 left in regulation to put Iowa ahead 31-28, but Drew Brown's 20-yard field goal with 8 seconds left forced overtime. Armstrong threw touchdown passes to Tariq Allen and Kenny Bell, and DeMorne Pearson-Ell's 80-yard punt return for a touchdown put Nebraska ahead 28-24 with 12:06 left in the fourth. Jake Rudock had 230 yards and 2 touchdown passes for Iowa. The Hawkeyes closed the regular season with back-to-back home losses and finished the season at 7-5 overall, 4-4 in Big Ten play. In college basketball yesterday, Darian Walker scored 19 points and Keith Carter added 15 to lead Valparaiso to its 4th straight victory with a 66-46 win over Drake on Friday night. Walker shot 7-14 from the field and Carter was 5-8, and the two combined for 23 second-half points. Alec Peters added 10 points and 6 rebounds for Valparaiso, who moves to 5-1. Jordan Daniels scored 18 points, including 3 three-pointers for the Bulldogs, who fall to 1-4, and they combined for 15 turnovers in that game as well. Jarvis Summers scored 23 points, and Mississippi closed with a 12-3 run to beat number 23 Creighton 75-68 on Friday night in the Emerald Coast Classic. Summers was 6-14 from the field and made 9 of 10 free throws for the Rebels. Ladarius White scored 16 of his 18 points in the second half, and Martavius Newby had all 9 of his points in the final 2 minutes. Isaiah Zierden led Creighton with 18 points. Austin Chapman added 15, and Devin Brooks had 14. In women's college basketball, Kelsey Brooks scored 24 points, Jessica Jackson added 22, and Arkansas pulled away from number 17 Iowa 77-67 on Friday at the South Point Thanksgiving Shootout. The Razorbacks took control by pounding the boards and getting to the free throw line. Arkansas had a 51-24 rebounding advantage and hit 20 of 33 free throws. Iowa, who is now 5-1, which got 23 points from Allie Disterhoff and was just 2 of 6 from the foul line. The Hawkeyes averaged more than 90 points in winning their first 5 games, but Arkansas allowed just 44.8 coming in. Jasmine Bowen added 14 points for Arkansas and had 9 rebounds. Melissa Wolf had 9 points and 10 rebounds, and Callie Berna had 9 assists in that contest as well. Iowa was up 27-25 at the half, but the Razorbacks shot 36% in the first half, warmed up to 53%, and also made 10 free throws in the final 66 seconds there in that contest yesterday. And also in women's college basketball yesterday, it was Iowa State winning in the opening round of the Hilton Concord Thanksgiving Classic in Moraga, California. They defeated Wyoming by a score of 84-63, and they moved to 4-0 on the season. Games going on now today in that tournament as they'll move on. Iowa State takes on the host team, St. Mary's. That game is set to tip off at 4 o'clock later on here this afternoon. And also in that tournament there for the Iowa women, they continue on in that tournament, tipping off at 5:30 tonight as they'll take on 3-1 Gonzaga out of that tournament there in Las Vegas. In college football here today, following a 2-year absence, the UNI Panthers return to the FCF playoffs tonight by hosting Stephen F. Austin. Panther coach Mark Farley says it will be a challenge for a defense that carried the team in the second half of the season, and he says there are a lot of unknowns when playing a new opponent. He says UNI is one of 5 teams to qualify for the playoffs out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference, and Farley says that just shows a lot about what people think about the league right now. Both of those teams are 8-4 heading into that contest tonight up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. That'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, and you can find that on the webcast on ESPN3. Also, Iowa State finishes their home schedule of the regular season here today, as they'll have a senior day up at Jack Trice Stadium as they host West Virginia. And Coach Paul Rhodes says that his team will have a lot on the line to play for those seniors to try to go out with some good memories and a positive note at home as well. And both two previous matchups between Iowa State and West Virginia have come down to the wire, so Rhodes expects, say, another exciting contest. 11 o'clock will be kickoff. That will be televised on Fox Sports 1 here today. Other scores for you from action in the NBA. Yesterday it was Chicago over Boston 109-102. Golden State 106-101 over Charlotte. Dallas beat Toronto 106-102. Milwaukee 104-88 over Detroit. Atlanta beat New Orleans 100-91. The Clippers beat Houston 102-85. Oklahoma City over New York 105-78. Indiana over Orlando 98-83. San Antonio beat Sacramento 112-104. Denver defeated Phoenix 122-97, and Memphis was a 112-99 winner over Portland. Minnesota beat the Lakers 120-119. In the National Hockey League yesterday, it was the Rangers over Philadelphia 3-0. Chicago beat Anaheim 4-1. Washington 5-2 over the Islanders. Carolina beat Pittsburgh 4-2. Detroit was a shootout winner over New Jersey 5-4. Buffalo beat Montreal 2-1. Vancouver over Columbus 5-0. Boston an overtime winner over Winnipeg 2-1. Florida beat Ottawa 3-2, St. Louis an overtime winner over Edmonton 4-3, and Minnesota was an overtime winner over Dallas 5-4. In top 25 college football yesterday, Stanford topped UCLA 31-10, beating the ninth-ranked Bruins and upsetting their chance to go to the Pac-12 championship. That opened up the door for 12th-ranked Arizona as they beat 13th-ranked Arizona State 42-35, getting a late stop to seal the victory. And they will move on to the Pac-12 championship against Oregon. 17th-ranked Missouri defeated Arkansas by a score of 21-14, so Missouri is heading to the SEC championship. Also in overtime, Western Kentucky defeated Marshall 67-66, spoiling Marshall's 19th-ranked undefeated season. And also it was Air Force beating 21st-ranked Colorado State 27-24. In top 25 college hoops, it was Wisconsin winning the Battle for Atlantis tournament in the Bahamas. The second-ranked Badgers beat Oklahoma 69-56 in that game. Fifth-ranked North Carolina in the consolation of that tournament beat Florida 18th-ranked 75-64. It was 8th-ranked Virginia beating LaSalle 64-56. 10th-ranked Gonzaga beat St. John 73-66. 11th-ranked Kansas over Tennessee 82-67. 16th-ranked Ohio State beat James Madison 73-56. 17th-ranked Miami was a winner over South Alabama 87-75. 20th-ranked Michigan State over Marquette 79-68. 22nd-ranked UCLA beat UAB 88-76. And Mississippi 75-68 over 23rd-ranked Creighton, as we mentioned, and 25th-ranked Arkansas beat North Texas 89-73. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.